Gemara's Maskana is Vayla Meimalach Eskasei Badot Vahi B'mayas Kinan the Milchik La and the Laibadit the Tamri Hani B'kinu Ma'al B'tayim Alayim Ahemni Rabbanan Mashkola and Kiva the Bikis Chamit to Rabbanan Hu the Dadaish the Bikis Abiyah Masag Yilayim Nu Rabbanan B'tayim Rabbanan. So the Gemara here says a Chiddush that Bikis Chamit is a Rabbanan. Why does the Gemara assume Bikis Chamit is a Rabbanan? Because Minatayra, it's enough to do Bittl. What do you do first, B'dik or Bittl? You have to B'dik before Bittl. Why do you have to B'dik before beer, I mean? B'dik and beer, right? Before Bittl. Why have B'dik and beer before Bittl, remember? Because you have to burn your chametz. That's why we do B'dik and beer and then we do Bittl. You should be burning your chametz. So we really do B'dik and Bior first, and Bittl second. So which one is the Daraisa? Which one is the Daraisa? The Shach, the Bior would seem to be a king of the Daraisa. The Gemara is saying, since you're going to end up doing Bittl, and you know you're going to end up doing Bittl, so Menewa, the B'dik and the Bior that you're doing is are really only a Drabah. That's the Gemara saying, right? The owner of the chametz. Since the owner of the chametz is going to do Bittl, because he did Bittl. Is that the part that he already did Bittl in the Daraisa? Right, because the Maskil did Bittl already. So I'm not sure. You would say otherwise the B'dik and Bior would be the Daraisa. It's not so clear, what?
Where is it
that? You mean the last time that we're going to get to?
Rashi says that Bittl is the king of the Daraisa.
Even though B'shas Bittl, the Shaila of Bittl would still be a Daraisa. But it seems since the person knows he's going to end up doing the Bittl anyways, even though B'shas the B'dika, he didn't do the Bittl yet, that's enough to give it a Shem of the Rabbana. The Chiddush, it's going to come up again, not today, but it's going to come up again, and the Gemara is very, it seems very clear from this Gemara, even though you could argue that Gary is saying that maybe it means that the Master did Bittl already. The Master's Bittl was already done, so he's not going to do a beer on this summit. You're right. We'll have to bear this in mind. But this Gemara Al-Kafanin, the Pashas Gemara certainly is, that the Dik is a Drabanan, even though you didn't do the Bittl yet, even though you just planned to do the Bittl. So even though B'shaita, the B'dika, and B'dika here means B'dika and Bior, is a, it hasn't been Drabanan. Even though B'shaita, it's all you have. Okay, for today, let's focus on Taisus. Taisus with the rise of the Bittl B'Yamasagi. So, Taisus brings, this is the Machlokes Rashi Taisus I mentioned to you on that phrase of an Aleph. We wrote the Mishnah in the beginning of the Sefer, all the way back in the beginning of the Zohar. I mentioned to you that this Machlokes Rashi and Taisus in the definition of Bittl. The language we use is the question of whether Bittl is Mitam Hefker or not. So Rashi Shita is, Pirish Bekunchis, Rashi Taisus brings with his Sittash Bistu, the Lights of Savaru, Amash Basa Balaydi. Rashi Shita is that it's enough to be Mashbis Balaydi. Now, nothing to do with Hefker. It's enough that in your heart you make a firm decision that you're not interested in the Chametz. That is the way you're Makan Dimis of Hashbisu, and that's the way Bittl works. Okay, Bittl is that in your heart you decide you want to have no connection to the Chametz at all. You have to make a decision. And that's all you need, according to Rashi. Our minute that we say it prepare, but Rashi is really not necessary. It's only to be sure that you're mevatel b'leiv. We have a custom to say it prepare. But Rashi Shita, it doesn't have to be prepare. There's no reason that it should be prepare. Because the Bittl is that b'leiv you decide you're not interested. The kashulavis. Taisus has a couple of kashulavis. Kashulavis. The hayash b'tah v'arihi b'leiv Bittl. How could you say kashbisu is Bittl? It's beferish that it's burning. How do I know that? The Taisus. The Tanya Bishmait, the Kivai, Ain Sar, Hari Yarmit Tashbis, Mitzin Lavar, Shiav Malacha. Tomorrow it's going to talk about burning Chavetz. On Pesach, so the Kiva says Tashbisu can't be on Pesach on Yom Tov itself, because burning is an Av Malacha. And Hayayit, that burning is an Av Malacha, you can't do it on Pesach. So it must be that Tashbisu is there on Pesach. That's the Gemara. So Kosh Rashi, what's the problem? Tashbisu is, if Tashbisu is burning, you can't do it on Yom Tov. But if Tashbisu is Bittul B'Lay, so that's an Av Malacha. So that Tashbisu on Rashi, that that we see Tashbisu in Tavar. That takes his first kasha. Now Tai takes his first kasha, the Yeshua says the Teretz. A very maybe a bunch of the Teretz. He says that Avada Rashi's Maida, that Tashbisu could be done with Tavar as well. Rashi's Maida that is Tashbisu could be done with Bittul. I either decide you're not interested in it, or by burning it. Now, on Pesach itself, once Chametz becomes Aser Ba'anah, you can't do Bittul. As a matter of fact, even Erev Pesach, if the Chatzais, you can't do Bittul. In order to do Bittul, the Chametz has to be Mutar Ba'anah, it has to be yours to do Bittul. Even Allah Ma'isa, if somebody didn't do Bittul before Chatzais Hayayim or Midrabanan, even by the fifth hour, it's too late to do Bittul, you can't do Bittul anymore. So you can only be mevatel with something that's yours, that it's shaykh to you to have an offer on it, that you have ownership on. Yisurei Anah, we said, is not, a person doesn't really own Yisurei Anah. It's only asan akas of kilu b'shusay. A person doesn't really own it. And therefore, Bittul cannot be done on Pesach itself, cannot be done b'leiv. Because it's not yours to be mevatel b'leiv. Because once it becomes asur, it doesn't have a din of being yours. It's only asana kasa kilo hem b'shus. So that's a cloud gadol, that Bittul doesn't work once it becomes asur ba'anah. Bittul has to be earlier. So the meila, that the Pnei Yeshua, Tashver Rashi. When you're talking about doing tashbisu b'zman deheter, when it's the mutar ba'anah up to the fifth hour of the day, or when it's up to the sixth hour of the day, then you do tashbisu b'leiv. If you want, you can burn it. If you want, you can do tashbisu b'leiv. Either way. Once the Zman Isser begins, it's already after the sixth hour, certainly on Pesach itself, then Rashi's Maida, that the only option of tashbisu is to destroy the Chametz. That Bittul b'leiv doesn't work, because Bittul only works at the time that the Chametz is mutar ba'anah. And you still have a possibility of using it, so you have a full ownership of it, then Bittul works. Once the Zman Isser comes, you can't do Bittul. So then Pesach's kasha falls off. Pesach's kasha is from the Gemara, which is talking about Pesach itself. Rashi's Maida on Pesach itself. You have to burn it. So the main word, the kasha is answered according to Rashi. There's no problem. Rashi's Maida, the mitzvah is either Bittul b'leiv or Havara, or destroying it. And on Pesach itself, the only way to do it is to destroy it. So the first kasha of Tosfos is answered more easily. Now let's get on to Tosfos' second kasha. By the Tashbisu Aminu Lakamon Me'ach Cholak Shu Mishay Shois Unamayla Ba'achir Yisur Eloi Mahani Bin. So let's take this second kasha. Tosfos' second kasha is that Tashbisu is already after Chatzai. So talking about Minat Torah on the Derais. Minat Torah, Chametz becomes also by Noah noon on Erev Pesach. And the mitzvah of Tashbisu is after Acholak, isn't that man? Once Chametz becomes after, that's when the mitzvah is to destroy the Chametz. So that Tosfos, Bittul does not work after the sixth hour, as I just told you. Bittul can only work at a time that it's mutar ba'anah. So you can't do Bittul, you can't do Tashbisu with Bittul. It doesn't work. Because you have to do Tashbisu after the afternoon, if the Chatzais, and at that time Bittul doesn't work. So must be Tashbisu is with destroying the Chametz. Follow Tosfos' kasha? Right, Tosfos' kasha on Rashi. Lord. A little different Teretz. Now how do we answer the second kasha?
Because if you're with the Teretz, they should have answered the second part.
How?
Rashi's
mighty,
then it doesn't help. Before, after, the beer can help.
Right, so it's good that the beer helps after the 6th hour, but when does Bittul help?
Before the Shabbat.
But Taisus is saying that you have a Kaintashbisu. The mitzvah, this man of mitzvah, is after the 6th hour, just like if you shake a lulav of Erev Sukkot, it's not the kind of mitzvah. If you burn, if you destroy the chametz before the 6th hour, before noon, you're not the kind of mitzvah. The mitzvah is at the beginning of the 6th hour, at the beginning of the sixth, at the beginning of the noon, beginning of the 7th hour. That's the mitzvah that's there to destroy the chametz. So at that point, you can only burn it. Zakarashi say you can't touch bisul with bittul, but you can't do bittul at this man of mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah.
Why not?
So the mice is not yours anyway. You have no shackles to it in. So why do we burn it? Only because that's not our custom. Keep my b'shusa. The Torah gave you obligation. So what does Bittul do? Bittul is a statement that I'm not interested in this family. I have no shackles to it. I have no shackles to it anyway. That's about enough. You're not doing more than the Matthias. The Matthias is, it's a cloud. You should know that any Yisurei Hanor, you know, have real ownership on. If anybody here has any type of surah, you have Arla, or you have Basa Makalov, or you have Kavika Pesach, you don't own it. Even though you bought it out of Pesach, it's a cloud that's going to come up again and again, that if it has no value, something has zero value, you can't own. You cannot own something that has no value. When you Makadish Isha, it's Hashem, those of you who did not yet do it, don't bring Arla to be Makadish Isha, or Basa Makalov, or Kaliya Kerem. If you can't be Mekadosh an Isha with it, you don't own it. There's no ownership on it. It's not Shayach. You could be Mekadosh an Isha with Nevela. Nevela's Mekadosh an Isha. So you give a piece of Nevela, that's worth a Shavah Prutha. Certainly make for an interesting wedding. Yeah. But you can't do it. Yisurei Anah. Mekadosh, we're going to have to tomorrow later on that path. Mekadosh b'chitim k'denaisa, Mekadosh b'chitim d'rachamitz. So well, it's not a Kedushin. It's not a Kedushin. Okay, that's not a Kedushin. Because you have no ownership on it. What is Bittul? Bittul is the place where Rashi is not Hefker, but it's a statement that I'm not interested in. That statement makes no sense when you have no, we know you're not interested. Now, Shayat, you'd be interested. It doesn't matter. No. You only have responsibilities because that's not because of your ambitions. Those responsibilities begin from the 6th hour. You can't do Bittul after that's not. So the 6th hour, I mean, I tell you, I mean from the afternoon, after the Chatzais, the Rabbanah is from the beginning of the season. So the Pnei Yeshua says, both Pnei Yeshua and Michas Sinef, and Michas Sinef says it with the big Arifas, many of you looked at inside, Pnei Yeshua says it in two lines. They both say that Rashi and Taisus here are arguing, when is this man that you do the Maisa of Biochavs? When do you do the act of destroying chametz? Tosfos holds, Bir chametz is afternoon, after Chatzais Hayayin. Why does Tosfos hold that way? Because Tosfos holds the mitzvah of Tashbisu is a kumbaseh. It's a mitzvah, just like there's a mitzvah of a kumbaseh to shake a lulav. There's a mitzvah of a kumbaseh to burn your chametz. So therefore, there's a mitzvah of a kumbaseh to burn your chametz, and you have to do that in this manah mitzvah, which is after chatzis. Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds your mekayim tashbisu by doing bittul or burning it before chatzis. Not only before chatzis, even in the morning before chatzis, even the day before. Why? Because Rashi holds that the mitzvah of tashbisu is not a mitzvah maisi, it's not a mitzvah which is action. It's a mitzvah that when the 7th hour comes, when Chatzais Hayayin comes, you should be someone who does not own chametz. Chametz should be mushpes. You shouldn't have chametz. It's not a mitzvah to do something. It's a mitzvah, the result should be that you have no chametz. The result is the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah b'shev al taseh. The Mechatzchila compares it to Shabbosayim, which is a day of resting on Shabbos. Does it require an act? It requires the Sheva Atasa. The same thing, the Mitzvah of Tashbisu is, you shouldn't have chametz. Not the act. Memela, Rashi's answer, why? Because the Mitzvah of Tashbisu is Taka Taisuk is right, the Mitzvah is the seventh hour. But what's the Mitzvah? Not a mice. The Mitzvah is when the seventh hour comes, when Chatzai Tayyan comes, you should be in a state of not having chametz. If you're in a condition of not having chametz, you did the Mitzvah. So in order to come to that Matzah, what do you have to do? Earlier in the day, you have to destroy your chametz. You go through Bittul, through Sreifa, to throw it into the Yam, whatever you like. But you have to do it earlier in the day, you have to get rid of the chametz. So it comes out, and everybody here must understand these two ways, because we're going to speak out maybe 10 nafkaminas in a minute. You have to understand clearly the two ways of learning Tashbisu. So you say this to Kechilin. Taisus of Tashbisu is a mitzvah like Lulav. It's a mitzvah you do with a Maisa, that you go and you destroy. Rashi holds the mitzvah is the result. If you have no chametz, you can't touch peace with the Sheva Al Pas. So the first afkamina is the afkamina Rashi Taisus. According to Taisus, you have to have chametz at the seventh hour and burn it. Because since the mitzvah is a mitzvah at Chatzai Tayyai, so you have to do this mitzvah at Chatzai Tayyai. So just like if you want to have to do the mitzvah of lulav, you have to have a lulav to shake the morning of Sukkot. Same thing, if you want to be Mekayim Tashbisu, you have to have chametz in order to burn it and Chatzai Tayyai. So you have to make sure to hold on to chametz until noon, and you destroy it to Shas noon. According to Rashi, no, the mitzvah is B'Sheva Al Tasa. You have to do the mitzvah Chatzai Tayyai. But how do you do it? By preparing. By making sure you don't have chametz. So that by the time Chatzai Tayyai comes around, you have no chametz. This is not like this Rashi in Taisus. We mentioned a couple of nafkaminas in the beginning of the year. Some simpler nafkaminas. According to Taisus Shita, that Bittul is Hefker, that's the Aymer read, that's the rest of this Taisus. I assume you all read the word inside, that Bittul is Hefker. So according to Taisus, Bittul requires the word Hefker has to be in the Bittul. You don't say Lahavi Hefker, it's not Hefker. You have to make a statement that it's Hefker. The Hadas Baimini brings, Shitas Rashi is, that you don't have to say Hefker. Because Rashi, the Shitas, has nothing to do with after it. It's Hashbasa Balei. From Leib, you have to decide you don't want it. It has nothing to do with being Hefker. You have to just decide I don't want it, and that's good enough. It's a Xeris HaKasav. Tashbisu is a Xeris HaKasav. According to Taisus, it's Hefker. According to Rashi, it's a Xeris HaKasav. The other nafkamina we spoke at then was that according to Rashi, it's good that you can do Hashbasa Balei. It's adequate to do it in your heart. But you have to just think it. You don't have to say anything. However, according to Taisus, that you have to make it Hefker, certainly the Pashup Shad in making things Hefker is that it has to be the path. You can't make something Hefker by thinking it Hefker. You sit here and you just think in your mind that something yours is Hefker, it doesn't become Hefker. You have to say it's the path. And once you say it's the path, then it becomes Hefker. The Pashtus of Taisus is what? The Pashtus, according to Taisus, you have to say the path. The Dini says this way clearly, the Ram implies it, that Balev Lavdavka, Hashbasa Balev is Lavdavka, you have to do it with your path. Your leg has to be with your path, but you have to say it with that, according to the Pashtus of Shittas Taisus. So, these are two nafkaminas we spoke at in the beginning of the year. One, they just say Lashon Hefker. Two, if it's enough for Balev. Okay, we had another nafkamina, a third nafkamina, the Ran. Remember the Ran on that Beis Amid Aleph said that according to Rashi, He's a chash, maybe he wasn't about to lehiv yafeh. Maybe in his heart, he didn't really mean to do a bit of a lehiv. Shemal a bit yafeh yafeh. So Rashi said, you have to bedika. Why? I said, because maybe in your heart you didn't do a good, you didn't do a complete bittul. You have achmanis, a lot of money, it's worth a chametz. Shemel a dikla yafeh. So that's why you have to do bedika. This thing, shemel a dikla yafeh, only makes sense according to Rashi. According to Taisis, that bittul is hefker. If you go out in the street and you announce that something is hefker, it's hefker. Doesn't matter if in your heart, like it's lay off a yafa, that doesn't matter. Somebody goes out to the street and he announces that his, whatever it is laying in the street, his car is hefker, it becomes hefker. It won't help that later on, how young of you will tell us that the lady didn't mean it. Doesn't matter. So that shita of Rashi, that Rechash Shemalei Bitla Yafa, he said that is totally in this Rashi shita. This Rashi holds Bitla is the lady. Bittul is not happening. The fourth nafkamina we spoke at the beginning of the year was the Rav and the Tzitzis Yontif, who said of the Chiddush that you could have chalata from Bittul. If someone is mevatel his chametz, and later on he comes by and he finds a nice piece, he says, you know, I shouldn't have been mevatel it. So the Rav and the Tzitzis Yontif said that bittul, that halacha works according to Rashi. Why? The lesson of the Tzitzis Yontif was asi mashava or mevatel mashava. That a mashava could be mevatel previous mashava. So you have mashava to be mevatel. They have mashava to that you don't want to be mevatel. That works. And again, that's only true by Rashi. According to Taisis, it's not so. According to Taisis, you can never retract a bittul. Once you did a bittul, you made something hefker. If you made something hefker, you cannot retract. You can go, if you want, be kind of it again. But you can never retract your words that you said that this is hefker. So these are four nafkaminas that we spoke out between, if you learn bittul is matam hefker, or bittul is a cause of a tashbisu. These are the four nafkaminas that we spoke out at the beginning of the year. Of course, the fifth nafkamina was the Machlokes Rashi Taisis on that phase, why do we do Bedika? Rashi Shita was we do Bedika because of Bayura Bayimata. Because maybe you didn't do good Bittul. But Taisis held, you can't say that. Taisis held that we do Bedika just because of Shema Yeslenu. You might find it was the up and eating. So actually five Nachtaminas that we spoke out in the beginning of the year. The Michas Chinuch builds this into many, many more nafkaminas. I doubt whether together nafkaminas I put together, I doubt whether I covered all of them. So the Chassidus keeps on going. But just to give a better understanding, the five nafkaminas we spoke at in the beginning of the year are all tied to what Bittul is. What is Bittul? Rashi is Bittul Matam Tashbisu, and Tais is Bittul Matam Hek. Nechasinuch makes a list of nafkaminas based on what is tashbisu. What is the definition of tashbisu? He said, according to Rashi, the mitzvah of tashbisu is b'sheva al tasa. The mitzvah of tashbisu is that when this man comes, you should not own chametz. According to Taisvis, the mitzvah is when this man comes, you should go and destroy chametz. Mekum v'aser. So the Mechasinuch makes a list of nafkaminas. Let's try a couple of them. One nafkamina is if you have to go out and buy chametz. What happens if you have no chametz in your house? Some people, they move into a new house or a new apartment 2-3 weeks before Pesach, and they decide no chametz in this apartment. Right? It'll be Pesach. Some people move into a new house, everything is clean, it's painted, it's fresh, no chametz. Right? Comes out of Pesach. Are they mechuyev to buy chametz in order to burn the chametz? If you hold like Taisvis, the mitzvahs b'kuvah say you have to go out and buy some chametz and burn the chametz. You have to be mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu sa'ami b'tefen. B'kuvah say you have to better make sure that chametz. According to Rashi, you don't have to buy chametz. The mitzvah is b'sheva al-taseh. and Nemela, you don't have to go out and make sure you have chametz. The mitzvah is the result. You shouldn't have chametz. If you don't have chametz, fine. You're making a mitzvah tashbisu without a ma'isa. You're making it by not having chametz. You're making a mitzvah. Now, in practical terms, there's another nafkamina. When we go out to burn the chametz, maybe some of you have little brothers, right? I have little children. We go out to burn the chametz. All the kids are excited. We make a fire, right? What happens if my son wants to throw the chametz into the fire? I said, he wants to throw the chametz into the fire. Should I let him cut and throw it into the fire, or should I be not the doctor myself to throw it into the fire? Totally, and it's not like it's Rashi and Tysus. According to Tysus, it's a Maisa Mitzvah to burn, to destroy your last chametz. If it's a Maisa Mitzvah to destroy your last chametz, so then you should do it yourself. You should set out and destroy your last chametz, just like you can't have your little brother shake the ruler for you. You can't have your little brother throw the chametz into the fire. If the mitzvah is like Rashi, the Sheva Al Tasa, so then you could, it doesn't matter who destroys it, because you could let a little kid destroy it, you could let it get destroyed by itself, it doesn't matter who destroys it, but even a guy is not a bashlichus. It doesn't matter, the ikur is that it become destroyed. So the ikur is that it become destroyed, that a person doesn't have to do it. Another nafkamina, the Mechas Chinuch says, yeah. As long as you throw the last piece. Yes, yeah, true. I mean the last piece. What I mean is the person's last comments destroy the great son. Another napkamina it says in the Mechat Chinuch is if you have to be Mitzvah Srichas Kavan, if a person has to be mechavin to be mechavin to say at the time he burns the chametz. If it's kind of said, if you hold the ma'isa mitzvah, the mitzvah is kavana, he's still ashamed of it. I need mechavin, but you have to say it, at least you have to think it. I need mechavin, mechavin is a tashbisa. Mashiachain, if the mitzvah is the result, so burning it is tam and ma'isa kufa alma, there's no kavana, no necessity to have kavana. So what? Well, any mitzvah is really the Sheva Tasa. First of all, if it needs Kavanah, it needs Kavanah later. The Shasta, you have no fun. If anyone is Stavra, that a mitzvah that's the Sheva Tasa, it's not a Stavra, that person has to have Kavanah. Like sitting like, you have to sit around and have Kavanah to not steal. That's how the mitzvah doesn't come. I say that the Sheva Tasa, the Shabbos. What does the chavin to rest the shame Shabbos? I don't know. That's not to be the stomach of Shabbos. I just be Shabbos. I just been doing a lot. So let's just make it an even five. How many nafkaminas do I speak after the chinuch? One nafkamina if you have to have chametz. One nafkamina if you have to do it. One nafkamina if mitzvah shrich is kavana. Another nafkamina, he says, a tremendous nafkamina. If you get malchus for the isser ba yira, if somebody says ba yira, he has chametz on Pesach. Does he get malchus? So pashut, the rabbi says, you get malchus. You have no ba yira. That's the pashut, the lab in the Torah. Zot the tesis later, you know that from test. So he says, you don't get malchus for ba yira. Ba'yira is a lav hanitiklas day. Because it says, you're not allowed to have chametz in your house, and if you do have chametz, tashbis yisrael mibatechem. Tashbis yisrael mekayim on Pesach too, if you destroy chametz. So that taisvis, that vera, ba'yira is a lav hanitiklas day. It's a lav which is repaired by an asay. The lav is don't own chametz. And that asay is, if you do have chametz, destroy it. So just like Naisa, someone has kachim, which is Naisa. He doesn't get malchus because there's a mitzvah. If you have nisa to go destroy it, the lav and itiklase. So Tosfos holds that the same thing. Someone has chametz at Pesach. Only chametz is a lav and itiklase. And Therefore, if someone has chametz on Pesach, he doesn't get malchus because it's nitzuk to that sefer. No, teshvisu is the mitzvah the seventh hour and on. The whole 7 days, the person keeps the kaddish. So, it's a lashem b'maisa. The Rambam says, "Hakayin the chametz the Pesach ma'isa." If somebody goes out and buys chametz on Pesach, he did it with a ma'isa, so he gets malchus. And Rambam also is not allowed in the Nitiglas session. Why? Because the Rambam holds like Rashi. The Tashbisu is not a Maisa HaMitzvah at all. Not a Maisa HaMitzvah. Lav HaNitik Lasei is only when the Asei is a Maisa HaMitzvah. Something the person gets up and does. But then it repairs the lot. But it's just a mitzvah to not have chametz. So that doesn't repair the lot. So Memela, Rashi and the Rambam hold it's not a Lav HaNitik Lasei. And Tysus holds it is a Lav HaNitik. So these are four nafkaminas. There's a whole list of other nafkaminas, but I'd like to mention one, which is the sadistic. Taisus adab chavtes as a finish. Taisus says, if somebody has chametz on Pesach, and he's holding on to the chametz in order to destroy it. Taisa says, you're not over on Bar Yoav, Bar Yomatzah. You have to listen carefully. Okay, Taisa told, Hamasha chametz amenos levaaroi is not over Bar Yoav, Bar Yomatzah. Which means, let's say you find chametz on Pesach, Chas V'Shalom. Let's say you find chametz on Pesach. He opens up his drawer and he finds he's got a Danish in the drawer. What's the din tziyantif? What do you do with the chametz? One minute. Why are you kaifel of kli? Why don't you take it and throw it and throw it away? Why don't you get rid of it? So why don't I destroy it on Pesach? You can also burning it might be an issue of Shreifa. So why not pick it up and put it out in the backyard where it's going to need it? I'll destroy it by putting it where the animals go. So I'll tell you, Taisa Shita is that there's no problem. You're not over any other area now. You're being Masha Chamit Tabadas Lavara. You're holding on to Chamit with the intent of destroying it. You're not over any other area. Hamasha Chamit Tabadas Lavara, if you hold Chamit with the intent of destroying it, you're not over another area. That's why it's a Shita. Rashi and Avav disagrees. That's not a test. Rashi and Avav, when we get to the Gemara of Kaifal of Kli, Rashi is the Kasha. Kaifal of Kli, are you being over on Nisa Deraisa? So Rashi says, it's talking that you did different. It's not a Nisa Deraisa. That's how Rashi answers. But Rashi disagrees with Tosis, clearly. It's Rashi is the Kasha. Rashi holds if you're Masha Chametz Amenos Levaro, you're still like on Vayiro. And Tosis holds if you hold on to Chametz Amenos Levaro, you're not like on Vayiro. Which sheep is a bigger chiddush, Rashi or Tosis? No, this is the chiddush. Tosis a bigger chiddush. Go. No. Masha Chametz Amenos Levaro. What would you say up his far?
Yeah?
Should be
Bayou.
Yeah, you're not eating it. But Bayou is not eating. Bayou is only. Bayou is this one, only
like Bayou, the plant
can burn you. But it's not like you're in the shoes,
Harry.
Why? You know, your person's over. Everyone agrees, if someone has chametz, he doesn't intend to burn it, everyone agrees you have a Bayou or Bayou. So it's his hope, if you're holding chametz with the intention of burning it, so it's not Bayou. That's a tremendous Kiddush. If you have chametz in your house, Chalila has chametz, he doesn't intend to burn it, he's over Vayiro. If he has the same chametz, the same place, and he's just planning to burn it, he's not right. That's a taste. Can I tell me where Taisus got it from?
Yeah,
So where is your ability to do it in this place?
A little more than that. I mean, Kashi Rashi makes sense because it says Shabbat, yet it can't be in your Shusro. Therefore. Did I see it in Taisus? Quite to Taisus, when are you making Kashi Bisu? What minute of the day? After Chatzais or before Chatzais? After Chatzais. When does Ba'yirah start? At Chatzais. But think for a minute. According to Tosfos, you're mechayiv to have chametz a minute after Chatzais to destroy it. That's like the Shita. You must have chametz right after Chatzais and destroy it. That's not a Marayim. You have not Ba'yirah Ba'yimatza after Chatzais. Sure, the Mechaz Rishayim, but the Kohen's probably most Rishayim. By Rabbi, you must start the Yetzach HaTzayim. You're not allowed on Chametz on Yetzach HaTzayim. How could Tosfos say, you're Mekai Tashbis, so a minute Yetzach HaTzayim, but you're not allowed on Chametz? So Tosfos saw in this that Hamasha Chametz HaMelos Levare is not either. Since the Torah told you, save Chametz to Yetzach HaTzayim in order to destroy it, the Torah said specifically, save chametz for Yetzach HaTzayis in order to destroy it. So who told you that? So therefore the Torah is saying that you're not even Vayir or Vayir Matzah if you hold the chametz Yetzach HaTzayis. So the Torah is telling you to have chametz Yetzach HaTzayis in order to destroy it. So this is a tremendous nafkamina, which again will come up numerous times. The Shita of Taisis that Hamash HaChametz HaMelos Levaroi, the hold on to chametz with the intention of destroying it, not either by Rabbi Yimatzeh, and if I can't, my Tosfos, you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to open the Torah, you're supposed to adopt that chametz in the beginning of the seventh hour and destroy it then. And these are another five nafkaminas. If you look in the Michas Chinuch, Tzedakah Dukaydish, you have all kinds of nafkaminas, some which happen, some which never happen, and let's see. I'd just like to explain something to you, which I tried to explain to my Balabatim in Shul when they have a very, very hard time following me. So I'm assuming that you'll follow and you'll see I have a tremendous dilemma. Any Rav who has Balabatim who sell their chametz, I personally am naive like many B'nai Yeshiva that I don't keep any chametz, at least that I know of. And any chametz that I have, I destroy before Pesach. I don't really sell any chametz to the guy. I tell the guy, if there's any chametz in my house, I'm selling it. As far as I know, there's no chametz in my house. Although with a bunch of little kids in the house, it's almost a double bar that there's something somewhere, but to the best of my ability, to the best of my knowledge, there's no chametz in my house. Now, some Balabak, and probably most, have chametz or schnapps, or have spaghetti, have some chametz in the house. Some people are not good, they drink up all the schnapps and say stuff. But some people have chametz. Now listen carefully to the problem you're going to have. We sell the chametz to the guy, let's say 10:30 on the Erev Pesach morning. You're in your house, you made the rabbi shliach to sell the chametz to the guy. What time do you burn your chametz? What time? Before 10:30 or after 10:30? What's better? Let's see. If you're going to burn it before, what's the downside of burning it before? If you're going to burn your chametz before the Rav sells the chametz, you're not destroying your last chametz. You have a bunch of chametz in your closet. You're destroying one piece of chametz and you have plenty more. You're not a kind of tashbisu, according to Tosfos. Tashbisu is you have to become that day, destroy your last chametz. You're not even kind of tashbisu, you're not destroying your last chametz. So therefore what you have to do, according to Tosfos, is hold on to the chametz and burn it after 10:30. For 1 minute. After 10:30, all the chametz in your house doesn't belong to you anymore, it's sold to a guy. You sold the guy all the chametz in your house. You have to tell him, I'm selling all the chametz except the chametz which I set aside to burn. Let's check with many up on him, they do that. They tell the guy, I'm selling all the chametz, squirts, it says in the Nusach of the Shtaras, course, for the public that was set aside to burn. Now, I'm nervous about that. I'm nervous to sell all the comets that were set aside to burn. I'm afraid I'll have people who are going to forget. The first is sent by 100 or 200 people to a comet. It happens. You have people put aside their comets, and they can't find it. Or they forget about it. So the problem is, if I'm going to sell the guy all the comments except some comments, I feel I'm failing in my apparatus. My barabbas rely on me that they're not going to be able to buy all I want. They assume there's a fail safe that I'm going to sell all the comments. Here I am selling all the comments, sports. I don't want to sell certain comments. And then, if they're going to end up not burning it or not burning it properly, you're going to buy all by nothing.
Nah, I take
it together
and I want to sell it.
So tell the guy, say, all the comments, except what's being burned, so whatever, they put aside to be burned, but later on, I'll do no more. So, I don't know.
So, if you're going to sell it, so you will get it sold.
What?
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 What? The question of, Rayway. Ishbaray, Rayway. You mean it's safer? You don't mean it's better. It's better to have it than burn it.
Yeah, I'm saying
it's safer not to have. But Kli Taisis don't really have a choice. You have to have comments to burn. But comes out according to Rashi, you said it to burn it before 10:30. And according to Taisis, it said it to burn it after 10:30. That's what comes out. What? You're holding on to it, I'm not Slavari. Forget about it. Make a mistake. Well, some people don't burn it properly. They put it in the fire and they don't want it to be destroyed. Some people. I say they do bittle anyway. Most people do remember to do bittle.
When you're saying selling whatever is not burned, whatever is not
going
to be burned, and what's burned.
The reason is because I'm worried that sometimes I'm going to exclude some things I'll put aside to be burned. And the person will either think
yes. Yeah, even stuff which is saying whatever is not burned, whatever I don't burn.
But that's the way it's only in Braille. Later it'll be Mavur about the food and the material. That's a question. You can do that by your time. Huh? Anyway, the bottom line. The way out is to. Is there a way out for the Rav or for the Baal Bakr? The Baal Bakr has two ways out. Either don't own any chametz and destroy your last chametz. Or just be careful. So the most Rabbanim assume the Baal Bakr is just going to be careful. They steal the chametz and they burn it. I have to be nervous about it because I know that every year there are these two people who. Come later with the fact that they have a problem.
What should you burn it?
So the ideal thing is, if you sell chametz to a guy, the ideal thing is to burn it after the rav sells the chametz. The ideal thing is to burn it afterwards. You just have to be careful. You're losing the safeguard of the rav's mechira. You still aren't going to do your bittle. You still have your beer and your bittle. So you have to be careful. Okay, my purpose to you is to illustrate the tremendous nafkanivim. The Mechut Pinnach is one kasha on Taisis, which is a very shara kasha. He brings a few rayas back and forth, including a raya from the Gemara of Ba'am, which we're going to learn in Yisra Shem after Pesach. But if the Sukkot, Pesach is on the morning. But he has one shtaka kasha on Taisis. Basically what he says is that according to Taisis, Chazal, according to Taisus, Chazal did something here that they didn't do anywhere else. Chazal, according to Taisus, came along and won the battle and mitzvah deiraisa. Why? Because according to Taisus Shita, when do you have to burn the chametz? The beginning of the seventh hour, the first minute of the seventh hour. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to. Midrabanan said that you have to burn it earlier. You have to burn it kaidim chesed. He said the shofar harav shita was you have to burn it in the beginning of the sixth hour. And we know it's lavakli b'shis, lutikay b'shis. I mentioned to you that the shofar harav shita was that you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. But certainly, you're not. No, nobody holds midrabanan. You can hold it into the seventh hour. the Rabbanim made our chakra. In case you're going to make a mistake with the time, they said, don't burn it at the beginning of the seventh hour, burn it earlier. Mechayra, according to Tosfos, the Rabbanim did it, they took away the tashbisu d'oraisa. The Kumbah said to burn it at the beginning of the seventh hour, on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. So you're missing the mitzvah d'oraisa. But you do blow shayfer when it's Shabbos, when it's Shabbos, not Shabbos. It's not Mephatu when it's Tanya, mitzvah d'oraisa. According to Tosfos, she put the Rabbanim on Mephatu when it's d'oraisa. Because we don't hold Chumash since the seventh hour. And that, the kasha, it's not a theory to Tosfos, but it's just the Mephatu say that it's just a tremendous thing. So this is a Yusaitis Dika Machlaikis. I hope you'll all get a clarkite in the Machlaikis Rashi and Tosfos, and it will certainly, this Machlaikis with all its ramifications, it's really many Machlaikis in Rashi and Tosfos. The Machlaikis that in why you do Bedika on that base, the Machlaikis that Kaifal of Kli, why you Kaifal of Kli, the Machlaikis Rashi and Tosfos about Masha Chametz Amanos Lavara, the Machlaikis in Balti Raya is a lot of Nitiklase. These are all separate Machlaikis which are all tied together, which are all related to this Machlaikis Rashi and Tosfos. In a Taichwal, how do you say Taich Tashbisa? If you're a Levi in Yeshiva, how do you type Tashbisa? Class. So you have to know how to Taich it. They probably have a Yiddish word, which doesn't mean anything, so it can mean everything. But, you know, Tashbisa is either to destroy, like Tosfos, according to Rashi, Tashbisa doesn't mean to destroy. It means to make sure your chametz free. Tashbisu is, make sure your chametz free. The result of being chametz free. What? Mitzvah test. The whole beginning of Mitzvah test. Many pages.
Okay, I
We burn it well before Chatzos. This is right. 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock. We burn it by 10:30, 11. The Pashtus of Tashbisu. Okay, it's hard for me to say. The Pashtus of Mitzvah Tzei is usually a Kumbasa. Generally, a Mitzvah Tzei is a Kumbasa. Yeah. Right. Now, Kapanin, there's a second Machlaikis Rashi Tosfos here which you might not have noticed. Everyone, please, the next Tosfos, just briefly. Many of you expressed to be surprised that women are not believed regarding Bedikas Chametz. And only because it's a Derabbanan, a new Rabbanan, a Derabbanan. But on a Deraisa Dika level, women are not believed in Bedikas Chametz. And there's actually a Machlaikis Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi uses a lashon that women are not believed because they're not a bar edus. Rashi said it on the Amud Aleph. My common emanim halad b'nei asudinim. They're not kosher edus. Women are not kosher edus. So Rashi seems to say very kosher. Just like a lady can't say edus that somebody moving killed Shimon, she can't say edus that the chametz is destroyed. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos had new rabbanim and new rabbanim. Alpha God the chol davar shu b'yadam had new rabbanim and new rabbanim. Women are always believed that the women they raise the mice and the chol yom and the manidim we isha be'ever are shchita balanikon. If you come home and your mother serves you supper, you don't ask her to prove that it's kosher. You eat supper if you like it. Why? Because you assume that the woman's believed they definitely never be soon. A woman is believed to say it's kosher. If you believe her, she separates challah, she bakes challah, she separates challah, you believe her. The Kamakai, Gabi Gdikas Chametz, Afa Gata Biyadam, the Kamakai, Yavide Raisal and Namu, Mishum, the Ikatichi Yaseya, so I think the Gadu, with Rishami, Shemtash, and Shemashim are plenty of saying. And that's why women are not believed. It would be their eyes. Now for Bedika, women would not be believed. Why? Because Bedika requires a Tirchi Yisrael and Dig the Gadol, and Nashim Atzlami Yisrael. So many of you complain to me that the ladies seem to do a better job at Bedika than the men. And therefore, you can say maybe things changed.
The Dagar Tashri says,
not shot that women are lazy to clean. Women do plenty of cleaning. Hagufa, what cleaning do the ladies do? They clean the drapes. No chametz on the drapes. Maybe some taffy stuff for the drapes, but chametz on the drapes. What the Agos Ashri says is that chametz, the deepest chametz is the house. There's certain halakhic requirements. The check, who in the stocking, the check cracks, holes in the wall. The meticulousness of halakha, women who are not melumadim, melumadais, in the Prateh HaHalacha. So to go check cracks and holes in the wall, because maybe, so for that there are 20, it doesn't mean that in general women are lazy. It means that for that, there are 20, and the Diktukei HaHalacha, there are 20. They don't have a clear grasp of what HaHalacha requires. It could be that it's different today. Like upon him, we already said, the Gosh Hashi says, Hilkach, women should not be trusted to check for Zogim Tmeim, between Zogim Tahirim, if you have a batch of fish, to check which are Tahirim, Tmeim, Tahirim, something like that requires a meticulousness which is based on Halacha, it's hard to know if the women are trusted. The Deiras is, this is all talking on the level of a Deiras. So obviously there's a tremendous opportunity in Rashi and Tais. The point of Tais is, this is a halakha which is unique to B'dikas Chametz or to anything else which has these similar characteristics. And the halakha is like Tais. Rashi apparently holds that women are taken not trusted. How can you trust somebody who serves you supper? So Rashi Shita is that we learn that Erecha Nema Bisurim by somebody that's the yada, somebody that's within her power to control. If it's the yada, then a woman is believed. Tosfos mentions Afi Shu B'yada, that she can take the chicken to the shaykhit, she can do malicha on the meat, she could make things kasha. If the yada, a woman's trusted, only that's right going to Rashi. If not the yada, it has to be discussed with Eidach and Emma Bissur, even by the rest. The Chametz
is there.
Yeah, I guess you have to work with it, with the idea that he's there. But, there are other areas in Shas where it's clear, if there are clear values to Tosis. I cite that it says an Eda, a woman is believed to say Edis, that a Seita was Nizana. And says Lashon Kol Makim Shemina Teira Eid Echad, Nashim are also believed. And La'arufa, there are many cases in Shas where the Teira makes exceptions. The Teira says Eid Echad is believed, and where the Gemara seems to say that wherever the Eid Echad believed, the women are believed as well. Right, there's a Hezbollah in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll get back to it tomorrow, maybe not. We're too late to start it now. But our proponent of the halacha, we certainly passed in like Tosfos. And I believe this is brought down in Yeridaya. Those who want to look, I believe it's the last sif of Simon Kufkov Zion. I believe it talks about which areas women are believed. And the bottom line is like Tosfos, that generally women are trusted, except those areas where we're afraid for the meticulousness of halacha. Tomorrow, the last shir for this man, we're going to hopefully cover the big subject, Ichalei Linish Shatim Mitzvah B'Mayneh. Even now I'm assuming we should try to cover it in one day or not. Tomorrow, second stage, for those of you who want, beginning a shir on Inyanei Sukkos, he's on Friday Shia this week, so it's Hashem tomorrow afternoon, second Saturday afternoon, so those who wish give Shia then.